Reformed Church.
This will need a lot of context for people that haven't heard this before. And of course, I'm saying that for people online because I know that you guys have heard this before. Particularly, I've been writing the updated curriculum for the Revealing for the kids because we write our own kids' curriculum. And there is already an article online called The Revealing Basic Training. So that'll have in there kind of what I'm talking about. But you know, there is something in that article where it talks about our glorified bodies, and it uses 2 Corinthians 5 to talk about how God has already worked us for this very thing. Different translations say things a little bit differently, but God has already worked us for this very thing. I believe it says that in the King James. That is actually referring to our glorified bodies. He actually had just referred to being clothed with our glorified bodies, and then says that God has already worked us for that very thing. So what it's actually trying to say there is that the glory for our glorified bodies is already inside of us, right? And even if you've never heard that before, the super, super basic explanation that I could give you that would get you to understand that is that you have the Holy Spirit on the inside of you. So exactly how much more glory do you want than the Holy Spirit, right? So that shouldn't sound startling or surprising to say that the makings of your glorified body is already inside of you. God, we're not waiting for God to give us a glorified body. He has already given you the makings, all the glory for your glorified body. The very substance that your glorified body will be made out of is inside of you. For those that don't know even what a glorified body is, a glorified body is just your new body. It's a new body that will look like Jesus' body in that resurrected, glorified form. But most people, in fact, I don't know, I would love it if there's someone out there preaching this exact same thing, but I've never heard this before, and I say that so you can be discerning with what you're hearing, but glorified bodies are typically taught that, you know, we have a taste of heaven right now, but we're still waiting for our glorified bodies. And I'm here to tell you, you are not waiting for your glorified body, for a brand new body that's perfectly strong, perfectly young, perfectly healed, perfectly whole. I could go into scripture for each one of those points, and we have in the past. But here's my thing. Very frequently, and this is sort of a updated understanding that I've even had, a deeper understanding on this that I've had just recently, that we're typically believing God about healing, for instance, if your body's not feeling well. We're typically believing God, even if you go as far as youth, you know, for your body. We've been taught that here as well, that you have youth for your body. But you know what, though? What you should really be, what we should all be believing God, is that I have a glorified body. Not in bodily form yet, but the makings of that glorified body. I have that inside of me. And what we should actually believe God is, if you're going to, quote unquote, believe God for something, we should be believing God for a glorified body. Because ultimately, if you talk about healing, if you talk about youth, if you talk about raising the dead, if you talk about just strength for your body in general, even wisdom, all these things are really just individual aspects, characteristics of, ultimately, the body that Jesus has, the image of Jesus, a glorified body, a glorified flesh. And if God has already given us those things and has already worked us for those things, our belief should actually be set on that hope, not just the individual, like, I can live healed. I can live healed isn't saying the whole thing. And I've gone over this in the past. I forget what I did a little mini-series on this as well. I don't remember. It was something about perfection. One of the subtitles was Same Image Means Same Image, if you want to look that series up. But anyway, I did share on this, but there are some really, really simple scriptures that actually show us this, that what we should really be believing is, God, you've given me the makings of a glorified body. What you should really be believing for is, God, I'm believing for a glorified body like Jesus. And some people may be bewildered by that point. Like I said, the Revealing article will take you through a bunch of things there also. But a couple points in this. One, if you think about it, there are many people that believe in healing. There are many people that might even believe in, like, Psalm 103, that your youth can be renewed. But if you just heal a person's body enough, make them youthful enough, you end up getting to a perfect body, right? It's just a perfectly healed, perfectly youthful body like Jesus is. But for the sake of time, let me just show you a few scriptures, though, that are so simple, and they tell us that this is what God wants for our body. He doesn't just want your body healed. He doesn't just want your body young or your mind with his wisdom. He wants perfection for your body, the same perfection that our high priest Jesus has passed into. That same high priest Jesus has made a way for our own body to be made perfect, and that really should be the subject of our belief, really. And it's okay to focus on healing at a given time. God wants to show you something about healing. You want to remind yourself about healing if you're not feeling well or even if you're feeling well. That's okay, but ultimately, we should really be believing God for a glorified body. Every Christian should be believing God for a glorified body. Now, people may say, well, where is that in the Bible? Well, let me give you one. Before I'm going to read you 2 Corinthians 3:18. But before I read that, most places in the Bible, even when it's talking about Jesus' second coming, okay, does not use the term glorified body. I can maybe only think of, in fact, I can't think of a single verse actually off the top of my head that uses those two words side by side like that, glorified body. So if you say, well, where does the Bible say about you can have your glorified body now and walk around in a glorified body right now? I don't think there's any place, and if not, there's very few places in Scripture where it even says you'll get a glorified body in the day to come. Usually, the way that it terms it is it says that, you know, we will be like him, or we will be, you know, manifested in glory, but it doesn't use the term always glorified body. And likewise, as with Jesus' second coming, and so now, it doesn't always use the term glorified body, but the Scriptures I'm going to show you extremely quickly right now, there's no other way to take this except that we can have a glorified body. Now, if you take the Scriptures literally for what it's saying, now, the Scriptures I'm about to read you, if you only take them partially, of course, it's not going to tell you in your mind that you can have a glorified body now. If you take them literally for what it actually says, there's no other way to take it. Okay, so 2 Corinthians 3:18, this verse is packed, and unfortunately, I'm just, you know, have a little bit of time, so I won't be able to go over everything here, but we all, with open face, or unveiled face, as New King James says, beholding as in a glass, or beholding as in a mirror, the glory of the Lord. Again, I've shared this so many times before, but the glory of the Lord is not talking about Jesus in his earthly ministry, it's talking about Jesus now in his glory. Again, we just got to talk about glorified bodies, right? Well, when it says the glory of the Lord, this is talking about Jesus' risen state. Very, very important, because Jesus has been in different versions of himself, you could say. He was a man just in flesh and blood. He grew tired. You know, he was subject to limited wisdom. He was made lower than the angels. God's not telling you he wants to transform you into that version of Jesus. He's referring to the glory of the Lord. That's the risen, glorified Christ in his glorified body right now. I don't think anyone would disagree with me on that when it says the glory of the Lord, okay? And so it refers to the glory of the Lord, and it says we are being changed or transformed into the same image from glory to glory. This says that you can be changed into the same image of the, what? Glorified Jesus. True, it says from glory to glory, which means from one stage of glory to the next stage of glory. That means it's a process for us, whereas Jesus was glorified in an instant. And there's a reason for that. Jesus didn't have to put faith in himself to get glorified, whereas we need to learn and put faith in a mediator to receive that same glory. Nevertheless, it says we're being changed into the same image. Now, just that verse alone, man, I could go into so much more proof for this, but to say this short, same image means same image. Same image means same image. If we were taking that literally, you would already know that means glorified body. Because the only way to take this differently, especially when it says the glory of the Lord, he didn't say the morality of the Lord. He didn't say, you know, we're being transformed into the kindness of the Lord, which would be partially true, of course. Kindness is an attribute of Jesus, but a glorified body is also an attribute of Jesus. A perfectly full and strengthened and youthful, perfect body is what he, if you look at his body, that's what he has. It's the state in which he's in. He is glorified, and you can be transformed into the same image. Now, people might have a lot of qualms with that, but ultimately, if you think about this, even most people in the church will sing songs, which I wouldn't even agree with the way that they're singing it, but they would say, make me more like Jesus, Father, make me more like Jesus. But what's funny is they really don't want to be transformed into the same image of Jesus. And you know that because a lot of people would be offended at me even mentioning that you can walk in a glorified body now, which is a part of the image of Jesus. So it's almost like we only want the intangibles of Jesus. We only want the kindness, the morality, the things that we that don't make tangible change. We only want those parts of Jesus, the things of his mind perhaps, right? The things of his mentality, the things of his virtue, but not the tangible results that he saw in his own body. And yet the Bible tells us, if we just go over to Romans 8:10, that God, that basically this same image actually means the same image, and it has to do just as much as we're being transformed into the virtue of Jesus, so our body needs to be, and it's been paid for our body, to receive the image of Jesus' body, that life would be given to our mortal bodies, our tangible bodies. That's part of the transformation process that 2 Corinthians 3:18 is talking about. Again, we need to be believing God for a glorified body, not just healing. Healing is a part of it, and it's okay to emphasize that at points in time, but we need to be believing God for a glorified body. Romans 8:10 says, and if Christ be in you, meaning before he manifests upon you, if he's just inside of you, the body is dead because of sin. That's talking about corruption, and that's talking about degradation and oldness and all of that. The body is dead because of sin. Now, what's dead because of sin? The body. This is talking about physical, tangible stuff here. This is not talking about virtue, even though that's fine. It's not talking about virtue or kindness. It's talking about your body, mortal meaning subject to death, right? And it says, but the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life, meaning to your body, because of righteousness. And we see that because in verse 11 it says, but if the spirit of him, spirit of God, that raised Jesus from the dead, dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also, you see that word also? Also quicken or give life to your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwells in you. Where does God want to give life to? To your mortal bodies. That's a tangible thing. This is just one proof of many scriptures that part of the transformation process that God wants to do in your life is to your body. He wants to make your body like Jesus. And you know that because it says that it's not just any spirit that gives life to your body. It's the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead. Any honest look at this scripture would tell you, any honest, just take it for what it says, look, that this scripture would tell you, how much life can we receive to our mortal body? In proportion to what? What is the quantity of life that God wants to give to your board, to your body? Excuse me. The quantity of life that God wants to give to your body is the same life that he gave to the resurrected Jesus body, which is why he ties it. He doesn't just say God wants to give life to your body to help it out a little bit. It says that the spirit that raised Christ from the dead, if he dwells in you, he's going to give that same life to your mortal body. So any honest look at that scripture would say it's the same life that raised Jesus from the dead, meaning it will do to my body what it did to his, which is why it uses the word also, meaning the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. And how did that spirit raise Jesus from the dead? He glorified his flesh. It wasn't just a partial manifestation of resurrection from the dead, as with Lazarus or with the other people in scripture that were raised from the dead and then died again. This is talking about the resurrection of Jesus, where he never dies again. He never grows old, as Hebrews chapter 2 says. You know, he never grows faint, like Isaiah says. He never grows tired. That glory of his body, 2 Corinthians 3:18 says we're being transformed into that same image, no different, and here it even mentions our body. Last scripture I'll read to you, in fact, I'll just quote this to you for the sake of time, because I have to wrap up. Ephesians chapter 1 also emphasizes the same thing, and now that we know that this life is being given to our body, Ephesians 1 says, that the power that is, it talks about the inheritance that is inside of us, but then also mentions the power that is toward us who believe. That power that's toward us who believe, it's talking about there, it's talking about the power that's at our disposal, that can be given to us and used by us. You know that when it says, speaks about the power that's toward us in Ephesians 1, it's not just talking about the power that lives inside of us, because he had already mentioned the inheritance that lives inside of us. He says that there's an inheritance that lives inside of you, plus that power is toward you. What should that mean? Can't just be inside of you still. He already mentioned that. Power that's toward you means it's available to you. It's at your disposal to use this power. And we have power in accordance with what? This is in accordance with the working of God's mighty power, which he wrought or which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead. That means the power that is at your disposal is the same power that raised Jesus from the dead. Any honest look at any three of those scriptures that I just gave you would force you to come to the conclusion that your body can be glorified. If you believe that Jesus' body was glorified by this spirit that raised him from the dead, and God says that same spirit lives in you, that same spirit and that power is at your disposal, And that same spirit and that life can be given to your mortal body to raise your body the same way that it has raised Jesus' body. This is not some intangible thing. This is not a metaphorical thing. It's not an analogy. It's real, tangible change that can be given to people's mortal body. In fact, when someone is healed, when someone is raised from the dead, when someone is even given wisdom, that is God trying to make that person. He's trying to glorify the body of that person. But he can't get all of that power through because of our limited understanding of what we have in Christ. Whenever you get healed, and we've seen many people healed here at this church, whenever someone gets healed, that's God trying to glorify your body, but all the power just doesn't get through at one time. Why? Because it's from glory to glory. Why? Because we only believe the Lord from faith to faith, according to Romans 1:17. It's so important to understand that this is a process, but don't let the process throw you. God's goal is to glorify your flesh in the same manner in which he glorified the flesh of Jesus, and Philippians 3 talks about the same thing that Paul was pushing forward to that point, to lay hold on the same perfection that Jesus received in his resurrection, that Paul was pushing to lay hold on that as well. And we should be pushing for the same thing. We should be believing for God to glorify our body, not just heal our body, not just make it young. So if you're sick, say, think, I have a glorified body, Lord, at least the makings of it, the glory of it living inside of me. I have the potential for a glorified body. And it's like, then you're shooting for the stars now. You know what I'm saying? Now you're not shooting so low. Now you're actually going for the exact goal that God has for you. Why should we have a different goal than God has for us? Why should God's goal be to glorify your body and your goal is to get healed? Why should God's goal be to glorify your body in the same manner, in the same image of Jesus Christ, and we're shooting for, Lord, just help me through this problem. Lord, just give me wisdom for this thing. No, it should be the whole thing. And for any Christian that wants the whole thing, you can receive the whole thing now. We're well able to go up and possess it. Don't be like the 10 spies that see everything that I'm saying right now, and you see a good land, you see a good inheritance, and you just say, yeah, that's good, but I can't take it all right now. You would be one of the 10 spies if you were to say that. But if you're like a Caleb and a Joshua, hear what I'm trying to tell you here. Hear the glorification of your body. Hear the full image of Jesus. And be like a Caleb and Joshua and say, no. This is not for later. This is for right now. Let us go up at once and possess it. We're well able to take this.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformchurch.com.